Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey, Usher, what's going on?
You got hate in your blood, man.
I'm serious, man. It just
doesn't... Don't hate me, love me for being productive, man. This is what entertainment is. It doesn't just stop on the stage, man, or on television. You got to keep it moving. How y'all doing, man?
Good, dude. It just doesn't seem fair to me, like, that God gave you all of this, and we have...
And I'm tall.
This.
No. Man, this is good, man. This has actually been... It's been a new experience for me, man. I never prepared for anything quite like this.
You're totally, I mean, we're going to get into talking about Chicago, but, I mean, you're fearless. You really, really are. Like, this is a big deal. Like, a lot of people will dabble in a lot of different areas in entertainment. I'm not trying to kiss your ass here or anything, but, I mean, getting up on stage, this is a totally different arena for you, but you seem to, like, just jump right in, no fear at all.
Well, I can't say that there's no fear. I'm just anxious. I'd say to get started. You know, it's been a lot of rehearsal in preparation for it because, you know, differently from acting, you can cut in acting or even in doing a video. It doesn't have to be one way every time. But you have to find the moment. You have to search to make sure that you understand the character because you're acting live, man.
Is it really that difficult? Because when I hear, honestly, I mean, I've never acted in anything my whole life. But, like, when I hear actors talk about...
But you are good at acting a fool, though, right?
I'm a natural, man. But, like, when I hear these actors saying you have to assume the role and you have to become the character, it sounds so serious to me. And, like, is that something you really have to do, or can you just go in there and turn it on and turn it off?
All dependent upon what reason you're doing it for. If it's that serious to you and you take your job that serious, then, of course, you're going to go... the full extent of what it may take in order for you to prepare for a role. Some people are method actors, and what that is when they go so deep in the character that they don't step outside of the character. It becomes a part of their personality. Mm-hmm. It becomes a part of who they are.
Isn't that what Johnny Depp does, like with Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever? And he's still a pirate, even if you're at dinner with him while the movie's shooting, he's still a pirate.
Russell Crowe's another one. He's notorious. Like for 2 years before his role, he just starts talking in like some New York accent.
Right.
If he's going to be in a role where he has to do that, he just never breaks character.
And there you have it.
Did you feel like you had something to prove to the rest of that Chicago cast? Because these are all Broadway people that have been doing this a while. Were you like the rookie on the team?
Of course I am. This will be the first musical that I've ever played in. The first time I've ever been in a musical. First time I've ever been on Broadway. So, of course I feel like I have something to prove to myself as well as the other people who've conveyed trust in me playing this role.
Mm-hmm. Did they have kind of an attitude with you? And let me just draw kind of like a little bit of an analogy.
Of course not, man. They're totally professional and great professionals.
Really?
The company that I'm working with, a lot of them have toured with the show, have been working with the company for at least, a minimum of 10 years.
Wow.
But I'd always been a fan of Bob Fosse's work. So when I heard the opportunity, you know, it had presented itself for me to play Billy Flynn, of course I jumped at it.
Is there any part of entertainment that you would just rather stay away from? Like when they called... Was there any part of you that said, I don't think that's anything I want to do?
Man, I can't find, you know what? No. I mean, I'm not going to get into porn. That's one. I do a little bit of everything, but I won't do that one.
There might be videos out there of you.
We're so disappointed. I can't go on.
Well, see, now we know where your shortcoming is because, you know, God can't give you everything. And if you're not willing to take your pants off, we know what he shorted you on.
Nah, not going to happen. But, you know, it's important to make sure that you you explore every opportunity. Like, I mean, as an artist, it would be a natural evolution to go from music to having a label. So I started a label, Usher Records. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as an actor, as a young actor, in television, as well as growing up and having the opportunity to be in movies, I said, you know what? It's a natural evolution for me to someday go to Broadway.
I'm so scared just coming in here some days knowing that there's a bit at 7:15 that's going to cause some problems. So I'm looking at you like, it's pretty cool that you'll just tackle all of this stuff and have very little fear with it. That's all.
And it definitely adds to your credibility as an entertainer to add Broadway to your list, don't you think?
Of course. And all while enjoying and entertaining an audience.
I'm curious if it's actually easier for you to live in New York City and kind of escape like your star status, because in New York, you know, there's a whole bunch of actors and actresses that live up there, and it's not that big a deal to see like A-list celebrities. So is there some comfort in you like walking around the streets, or are people hounding you up there the same way they do like here in Atlanta?
You know what, man? I've been so busy that I don't even get the opportunity to walk the streets.
Really?
Yeah, man. In preparation for this, you know, I'm very focused. I'm more focused than I've been my entire career, man. You know, simply because, one, I want to physically be able to pull this off. Bifocal choreography is isolated movement, so it takes a lot of your energy, especially if you understand how to hit it and hit it right. As well as, you know, I'm playing 8 shows a week.
So, I mean, you really
That's unheard of. Hello? Can I get a hand clap for that? Man. Yeah. God, man, y'all, tough audience, man.
Dude, I mean, I know nothing about Broadway, so I don't know if 8 is a lot, if it's nothing.
Listen, there's a matinee. We perform at 2 o'clock. We perform at 2 and also at 8 on Wednesday and Saturday. And for the rest of the week, it's just one show. The only day that we have off is Monday.
When your mom's been so instrumental in your career and right by your side the whole way, have you reached the point where she just doesn't tell her friends what you're doing because their kids are like, hey, Jimmy's the manager of 3 Quick Trips now, and Usher doing 8 shows on Broadway every week.
Like, well, I think every mother's gonna be excited about their child's accomplishments in life. You know, no matter whether it's small or big, and my mother's always been, you know, very supportive. You know, as a matter of fact, a lot of it is due to her. She's my manager. So, you know.
How many of those, your first week of shows, how many of those is your mom going to be at, and how many people is she bringing to each one? Because I imagine they're probably selling a lot of tickets through your family alone.
Oh, yeah, man. Through my family alone. Well, my grandmother and my grandfather, they're traveling up to see me do my thing on Broadway. My entire staff, family, and team are going to come up and show their support. So, yeah, you're right. I might take up the first 10 rows.
Talking to Usher this morning on the Burt Show on All the Hits Q100. What?
To let your grandma see you perform on Broadway.
Cool. So cool.
You know what? You know what's amazing? Broadway is something that she always wanted to do. So, in a way, I feel like, you know, she would live vicariously through me.
Definitely. She definitely will. How long are you going to be on Broadway?
I'm going to be on Broadway from August the 22nd. To October the 1st in the musical At the Ambassador, Chicago the Musical.
Are there even any tickets available for this thing? I would think it would sell out pretty quick.
The tickets are available as of now.
Okay. You better get them quick if you're going up to New York City. I heard you had to make some sacrifices even before you took off, like you were supposed to be in Beyonce's video or something, and you had to turn that down because of this opportunity?
No, that's not true. When'd you hear that?
You know, that's the thing about the internet is you just never know what to believe and never know what to, so at least we got to run them by you to see if it's true or not.
Oh, no.
No.
Quick
no.
question about the paparazzi and the tabloids and all that kind of stuff. We get to talk to a lot of entertainers and actors and musicians that are, it's just, they feel like, it seems to me, that the paparazzi and the tabloids are just out of control. Do you feel like part of it is good for you and part of it is bad for you, and I don't know, what's your take on the whole paparazzi tabloid hysteria going on right now?
Well, I feel like the world is so busy trying to worry about everybody else's business that they don't pay attention to their own. Or maybe their lives are so boring that they need to find entertainment. So, you know, there's a job for everybody. And, you know, as long as paparazzi is not disrespectful, you know, there's a lot of entertainers that, you know, they want their privacy. And, you know, unfortunately, when you sign up to become an entertainer, you know, anonymity goes out the window. So it's like you just have to understand. You know, for me, I haven't gotten so mad that I hate, you know, paparazzi. I take pictures. I try to be as courteous as I possibly can to fans when I'm out in public. But they can be a little, you know, evasive sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm.
I saw some of this tabloid stuff firsthand with Usher. This was months ago, and it was the Atlanta Peach Party. Mm-hmm. And you were there. I said hey to you. I saw you there. Pamela Anderson was there also. And I'm watching you guys. I mean, you look like you're having a good time. You're sitting in VIP. Everybody's drinking together and stuff. And you and Pamela Anderson are shoulder to shoulder, right? I watched the whole thing go down, right?
Right.
The next morning, I wake up, and I'm doing some show prep right before we go on the air to see what's going on in the world. And all these tabloids the next morning are Pamela Anderson and Usher hooking up at a party in Atlanta. I was just there a couple hours ago. There was none of that going on at all.
Like, are you serious, man?
Yeah. Kid Rock is going to kick your ass.
It's crazy, man. But, you know, they got to figure out a story. You can't believe everything you hear, you know? Can't believe everything you read. Press got to report the drama, man.
Right. I guess, you know what, when people do, I think, live vicariously through you. I mean, they're never going to be celebrities like that. So to live vicariously through you is pretty much all we have.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to definitely entertain you. So you guys, make sure you come on up here in between August the 22nd and October the 1st. Bert, I want you guys to come up here to see the show, really. I really do. I'm asking you to.
I got my mom up there in New York City. I'll take you up on it,
dude. I'm asking you to come.
No, I'm saying I'll come up and visit my mom, and I'll come and I'll see the show.
There you
I'm serious.
Go. Cool. All right.
I'm totally serious. That's do you have awesome. Some movie stuff going on also? Again, this is all internet stuff, but like the rumors are that you may be doing something with Denzel Washington or Morgan Freeman.
Yes, there had been conversation about me being a part of a Denzel Washington film. And yes, I've been writing a piece with Morgan Freeman. And, you know, I don't know exactly when they're going to be greenlit to go, but they're in the works. There's a lot of things I got going. My label, I got One Chance. The radio, we just went to radio with their record. Look at a feature of Fabone, which you guys are playing so well. Wow, man, thank you so much for playing. Matter of fact, can we cut into the record after we get off this phone?
You know, as soon as we hang up with you, we're going to do it 10 songs in a row. It's all going to be you. It's all
I love it.
It's all Usher songs.
But you guys look out for One Chance later, the album. The album will be out a little bit later this year. And Rico Love, that's what I'm doing as it relates to music and giving back to, you know, the fans. There it is right there. And hopefully in the next year you guys will... You hear about something.
Why don't you do this?
About something for me in music.
When the CD comes out, why don't you come in here and we'll play all the cuts if you're in here, and we'll play all the cuts right before it comes out.
You know what? I'd love to bring One Chance up there and do that with you.
Okay.
That's a bet. You got it.
What about a tour? Any tour happening anytime soon?
Actually, they are on the Up Close and Personal tour. It's the Neo and Chris Brown tour. They'll be opening up for them, which is a real big step for them, you know? For me, I'm not touring until I get another album out.
Gotcha.
Now, what's this thing that you keep hinting about, something big? Because, I mean, you're throwing it out there. That means you want to talk about it.
Something big. Well, my next album.
Okay.
You got a timeline?
I'm hoping by 2007.
Okay.
All right. You just got your hands in so much stuff. I mean, it seems like...
Hey, man, entertainment don't stop and it don't quit.
Usher, you're so...
The show must go on, man.
You're so accomplished in your career. Do you feel like that sacrifices parts of your personal life? Are you as satisfied in your personal life as you are in your career accomplishments?
You know, to be perfectly honest with you, it takes time. I mean, some people don't find, you know, happiness truly within themselves until later on in their life. I mean, I've learned to love, you know, I've learned to love myself enough to, be, you know, be patient. And, you know, eventually I'll make sure I get it right. You know, don't jump to it too much until you hear that I was married or something like that. You might hear I was dating this person or I've been out with this person, something like that. Don't jump until you hear it or see that I'm married or something.
Okay.
Okay.
What is the final goal? I mean, you've got your hands in all this. I mean, you're doing so well in so many different areas. Is there a goal for you, a final, like, this is it?
Yeah, I can tell you what it is.
Okay.
I won a Grammy, Tony, Oscar, Emmy.
Whoa.
That's a long award show.
So that's so you haven't set any real high goals for yourself.
Once you win all those, you're going to back out.
There it is.
All right.
Hey, this is a totally random question. It has nothing to do with what we were talking about, but I was thinking about the number. I mean, you've been around for a while now, and you've been on the radio with us a bunch of times, and you've done probably more interviews than you could count. And Bert and I just got back from this convention of radio people.
Okay.
And for the most part, all radio people are clowns.
Mm-hmm.
What is the worst or stupidest, or however you want to phrase it, the worst question you have ever been asked during a radio interview?
The stupidest question I'd ever been asked during radio. Yeah, you did hit me out of left field.
Maybe not stupid. It doesn't have to be like stupidest of all time. I don't know if you have some like grand trophy thing, but like, what's an example of a really bad interview question?
A really bad interview question. I think the worst interviews are when you don't really have a rapport or relationship with the host or whatever, you know. And they just kind of invade your privacy. It's no different than talking to some random person, man. But, that's probably the worst. I don't know.
Well, we have history.
Yeah.
We definitely have history.
We're friends. we're friends now.
We have a good history, though, Bert.
We do. It started rough, but we're all right.
I love you, Bert.
We're good. Right now it's all good, dude.
Aww.
Hey, what is it about Atlanta you're missing? I mean, you're obviously gone for weeks at a time. When you're away, is there anything from Atlanta that you crave?
Yeah, my Porsche GT.
Oh, you can get that anywhere.
Nah, man, it's one of a kind. I miss it more than anything.
Is there like one restaurant or?
South City Kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I love to go down to the Grape and have some wine. Lenox Mall, of course, or Six Flags, really.
And our show, of course.
And of course.
The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Because we've heard you set your alarm at 5:30 and get up every morning with the 5:30 club.
You know I do.
All right, Usher. Hopefully, I'm serious about coming up to New York. My mom lives up there. I'm always looking for an excuse to come up. If I do that, I would love to come check you out in Chicago, man.
All right, y'all.
And we can't say good luck this time. We have to say break a leg.
Don't you say good luck.
We have to say break a leg.
There it is. Break a leg.
All right, Usher.
August the 22nd to October the 1st, you guys come up and check me out in Chicago, the musical at the Ambassador Theater.
All right, we're going to actually link over to their website from ours at allthehitsqn100.com.
I forgot about it. And also, Bert, put that One Chance Look at a feature Fable on for me, man.
Dude, why don't you come in here and play with us?
I'm going to bring the entire album up there, okay. As I told you, and play all of the music. I'm going to have them sing, do some interviews, and all that, man.
You got it. You come in here, it's done.
He's kind of busy right now working on his Tony, Mr. Hey Funny Bit at Morning Show Boot Camp winner, award winner. He's got a bigger aspiration.
Grammy, Tony, yeah. Oscar thing going on.
Right.
All right, yeah, Usher. Hold on one sec for us, all right?
All right, y'all.
Good talking to you.
Get it. The Burt Show. Moro Casino. Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing service that's a game-changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client, Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. Now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move your ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.